Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And 6'7 slang gets 86. Teachers now banning the phrase and disciplining students who break the rule. We're juggling around 6'7 things this morning, but we'll break it all down, including what the expression even means.
I kid you not, Sandy Sansing has an ad on the digital billboard on Bayou that I took a photo of last night. It says it's got Sandy Sansing and then it's got 6'7 question mark. No, we're a 10. It's kind of cute. It's, oh my God, it's everywhere. Remember we talked about this,
yes.
What, a couple weeks ago?
Oh, I know.
And people, a lot of people at that time had not heard of it yet. And so they were, what is Andrew even saying? 6'7"?
What is he doing? Talking about?
Yeah, well, you know, talk to the kids. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you everything you never knew you wanted to know about this. Okay, and I have all the TikTok to back me up.
All the research, huh?
All right, so, gosh, where to start? Let's do this. Let's go to a teacher who took time on TikTok to explain to all the old people where this thing came from.
6'7", what does it mean and why are kids saying it? Mr. Lindsay back to define another word that your kids are using. Now, here's the thing. I don't have my coffee today because I need you to listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth because this word, I defined it back in February. It has been around that long, but I am still getting so many requests daily. What's 6'7" mean? What's 6'7" mean? What's 6'7" mean? So it has blown up even more, and here I am to define it for you again.
All right, so what's the etymology of this phrase, word, gibberish, brain rot, whatever you want to call it?
So we got to go all the way back to the beginning. Now, there is a song by Skrilla named Doot Doot. In the song, there's a reference.
Okay, if your brain just wants to shut up and you just want to scream when you hear something of this, I understand, but this is really how it happened, okay? And I'm going to give you the receipts. Oh, I can't. I'm never going to be able to live with myself for that one in just a minute.
We got to go all the way back to the beginning. Now, there is a song by Skrilla named Doot Doot. In the song, there's a reference to the number 6'7". It goes, da, 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 6'7". Now, this number was then popularized by different creators, primarily creating basketball sports edits and using that song over the edits. Now, most predominantly, LaMelo Ball was a part of the edits and referred to him as a basketball player that moves like he's 6'2", but is actually 6'7". Now, this meme goes viral. Now, everybody's making edits. Everybody's saying 6'7", and all of these content creators are starting to put 6'7" into all of their things, and not just content creators, but actual basketball players in press conferences and things like that are saying 6'7", and so it just continues to become a thing.
Okay, now just take a deep breath. If all of that sounded like total gibberish, everything he said was correct. And I'm going to prove it to you by peeling back the layer of the ugly underbelly of kid culture. Gen Z and Gen Alpha kid culture, because the first one is probably going to be the most upsetting to you. Just if you're... You know, if you don't know already, and if you're in your 30s, maybe your young 40s, and you've got kids of this age, middle school age kids, grade school, middle school age kids, this is the song that started it all, and I want to prepare you that this is not a song you've heard, okay?
Shades on Apple with the glasses. Bro say cause he a savage. So many dead ops, so many ashes. You ain't catch that, I can't pass this. Shooter stay strapped, I don't need mine. Bro put belt rate to they behind. The way that switch, I know he dying. 6'7", I just bit right on the highway.
This is music your kids are listening to.
I just bit right on the highway. Track hawking, sitting in the driveway.
A lot.
Pull up, do 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 dump truck, baby shark, do 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 do. I pop the perk and pop the blue. I get geek like a custom too. Say the rap, bro, we could smack out. Pull up clean in my white tee.
Okay, so that's part one. That's part one. That's where it all started. That song by Skrilla.
6'7". I just bit.
That's it. Okay. Then you had a kid. I don't know, 13 maybe. Do a video where he took a video of himself saying it, and then it pans over to see a basketball player making a shot. This is how that went.
Hey, 6'7".
And then they turned it around to the basketball player. and he makes the shot. Okay, that was the most famous one. And then another name that if you're into basketball, you know, and if you're not into basketball, you thought it was made up. LaMelo Ball is doing a press conference. Actually, it's an interview, not a press conference, but in any case.
8'6". Yeah. The kids been doing it to me, too.
They haven't.
But it's like the older generation getting hip now. So.
But what does it mean?
You will see. Y'all still don't know what it means. It's really nothing, though.
Okay, yeah.
6'7".
She doesn't know. She's asking. He says, y'all don't know what it means even now. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. And yet, it has, like a viral expression, taken over the classroom to the degree that the teacher's explaining it. This is back to the TikTok, the guy, teacher, whatever he said his name was.
Now it is something that you're just trying to use to get somebody to reference the number 6'7". Like, how tall are you? 6'7". What time is it? 6'7". What's that? 6'7". There's literally no circumstance where a kid might not say 6'7". So,
like, you're counting in class. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And they all fall out laughing. And they're trying to make everything be about this and lead to this and get teachers to say it unintentionally, and then they start laughing. It's a game, and it's hilarious, and it's meaningless, and yet you know how kids are, okay?
All of this to say, 6'7 is just a reference to a meme. There is no real meaning to it. It is a number that is fun to say, popularized by a meme with the hand motions, and it just doesn't mean anything. So that's what 6'7 means.
And the hand motions are like a juggling the ball call, you know, where the one hand goes up and the other hand goes down with the kind of forearms outstretched, you know, like 6 or 7 or six and one half dozen the other is something you might say would be kind of similar in terms of the expression you might use. All right, we'll come back to this because there's more. There's more. We're not done. Almost. David Wayne is in the... David.
Wait, no.
He's not... I'm not going to you for news just yet, but how are you handling all this?
I'm a little confused as to... as to all this,
I'm making the brain of the 10-year-old up on display. This is what we're doing. This is how kid culture is working these days.
I'm just happy it's time for traffic on the 6-7s with John.
Look at what you did.
6-7, John.
Okay. Wow. So
nicely executed, nicely. David.
All right, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, starting to see those normal construction delays. Avalon Boulevard southbound approaching I-10, seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay, and Highway 29 southbound right around East 10 Mile Road. You're seeing some delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 6-7.
There you go. See, you're getting it. I mean, you sound super old when you do it, and the kids would make fun of you, but that's okay.
They already do.
Let's see. We got a couple of texts in here at 437. I almost want to say it wrong. It's 4-3-7-6-teen-20. It's kind of backwards. But anyway, somebody, Scott, says, I'm glad I made it 63 years old. Can't wait to be 6'7". Completely 67. Completely lost me. You're right. Our brains need to shut that one out. Let's see. My kids are in the car right now on our way to school, and she is confirming everything you're saying is correct. See? Validation. Somebody says social media has been a depressing mistake. Can't argue with that. Going to news traffic updates in 6-7 lice. I let my students say it once per class, but I surprise them and say it sometimes. It makes them laugh. All right, so now to the reaction by teachers, because there's lots of different teachers are dealing with this. Like, when you think of the things teachers deal with, you know, in the classroom, the profanity and, you know, spitballs and people stealing and, you know, kids pulling each other's hair and all, whatever, okay? This is a thing they're dealing with.
So here, this is the rule in Mrs. Laplander's room. We are not saying the word 6-7 anymore. If you do, you have to write a 67-word essay about why, like what the word 6-7 means. And if you do it again, another 67-word essay. And after 5 times, if you're still saying 6-7 in this classroom, your essay is going to bop up to 670 words.
Bop.
So we are doing one last time of saying the silly word. Words and hand motions. Ready? 1, 2, 3. 6-7! And we're done.
And we're done. Probably not forever. Here's another teacher.
Say 6-7 one more time. We're going to call your mom in about 6-7 minutes. Let her know how you interrupt my class 6-7 times a day. Ooh. And then maybe she'll take your phone away for 6-7 days.
Oh. Here's another teacher.
My school.
By the way, this is... Simultaneously, this is kid culture and TikTok. And I do not have TikTok on my phone. I do not want you to have TikTok on your phone. It's a bad idea. But, man, good Lord, it's there.
my school sent out an email yesterday. Was it yesterday? Day before yesterday. And they have banned the phrase 6-7. They've banned it from the whole school. My class, it wasn't allowed since the beginning of the year anyway, just because I get annoyed by it. But this week, it has amped up. Like last week, it had amped up crazy in my class, even with me reinforcing my rule. Well, I know it's been bad in other classes because I go through the hallway and it is like I'm losing my mind because that's all I hear. Like, literally all I hear up and down the hallway is that all day long. Well, it sounds different now. Yeah, you hear kids, but it doesn't sound like...
We've recovered the hallway.
All day long. It's so great. Now, do I think it's literally a bad, like, word or, like, mean something bad? No, it's just whatever. I know what it means, but I'm just so glad not to hear it. It's so great.
It's relief from the cicadas. That's what it is. The 6-7 cicadas of the kids just saying this over and over again. A couple of more texts came in. Somebody says, the more we can say it, the quicker the kids will stop. Somebody else texts me and says, in my house, I got rid of it by using it a lot. If dad says it, it must not be cool. Christy says, yep, we banned it in my K-5 class just this week. And somebody else says, when you ban it, is it the only thing they want to do because it's been banned? You know, like the taboo becomes a desirable thing. Okay, here's the last piece I'm going to leave you with. This is a teacher, a music teacher, who decided to go the other way and embrace it. And she created a song. Ohio. And that song repeats.
That's awesome. At least we're learning to count, Andrew. You know, they'll never forget the between 5 and 8.
That's exactly right. So, again, just if you're joining us late, you probably want to go back to the podcast and get the whole, you know, excavation of this topic. But, we have now definitively forever and never again to do explained, uncooled, and shown you the origins and what it's led to now in the classroom of the thing that started with...
As the shooter stay strapped, I don't need mine. Bro, put a belt right to they behind. The way that switch, I know he dying. 6-7, I just bit right on the highway.
Yeah.
That's music.
7:22 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
National Bosses Day. This is a day for employees to thank their bosses for being kind and fair to them throughout the year. Sounds like a great day, right? Well, some people have opposed this day, saying, and I quote, "It's nothing more than a meaningless Hallmark holiday that places unfair pressure on employees to kowtow to managers who exercise power over them," end quote. Can you believe that? Ladies and gentlemen, if you oppose showing your boss appreciation for your job, I suggest that you don't deserve your job. Well-known political pundit Ben Shapiro often states that the best form of charity is to hire someone and provide a job for them. I completely agree with Shapiro, and not only that, the Bible agrees with Shapiro. If you have a job, rejoice in God's provision for you and take time to show appreciation to the boss that is over you in the Lord.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. The American Revolution, a new documentary from Ken Burns, explores America's founding struggle and its 8-year war for independence. WSRE invites you to a special preview screening on Tuesday, October 21st at 7 p.m. in the Amos Studio. The film will be followed by a conversation with Kathleen Duvall, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Independence Lost, about the Revolutionary War along the Gulf Coast. Admission is free. Visit WSRE.org to register and learn more.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Look, I'm uncomfortable with the word hero.
You know, it's kind of funny, just a small thought is, you know, people sometimes ask me, like, who listens to your show? And I'm like, I don't know, everybody. All ages. Because typically in talk radio, it skews very old. The normal demographic for talk radio is 55, 60 and up, typically. And I have always had the idea that this ought to be a show for parents, for kids, for everybody. That's why we talk about education stuff a lot. And it's, so it's really, like, very affirming to get the text from the woman who's driving with her kids and her kids confirming that this, the 6-7 thing is exactly how we're – I mean, just, I love that. I love that. So, and that's why, honestly, one of the things I do – you'll hear me do this frequently – is if we talk about adult topics, you know, I'll kind of warn you, like – hey, we're getting ready to talk about a pretty, you know, heavy topic. Might not be something you want your kids to hear. And so maybe now's the time to, because as a parent, that's what I think is, you know, we just kind of throw stuff at people through the media. And maybe you ought to warn them a little bit once in a while that, you know, we're about to talk about serious stuff. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
6-7.
Nice. Okay. It's literally 26-07.
I know.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
All right. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29. We're still seeing some major delays in that area, about a 10 to 12 minute delay. Also, Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile, seeing about a 10 to 12 minute delay. And Highway 90 southbound coming into Pensacola, about a 9 to 11 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the...
You sure it's not a delay of 6-7 minutes?
Seven.
Okay, John. Okay. Somebody texted me, legit, this year my kid turned 7. The day before his birthday, he approached me and told me that, Mommy, today I'm 6 and tomorrow I'll be 7. Do you get it, 6-7? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Can I just say that I have never felt older than I do today? I didn't think it would 100%.
Oh, that's great.
Well, President Trump says he's planning to send federal troops into more U.S. cities. He had a news conference Wednesday and said thousands of violent criminals have been arrested in the recent deployments. He also said the administration will be going into other cities to combat crime. And apparently San Francisco has now made it to his list. Hamas says they've returned all of the dead hostages that they can to Israel. Their ceasefire agreement called on the group to turn over 28 deceased hostages within 72 hours. So far, they've only returned 9. Hamas says it would take significant efforts to recover the remaining bodies from the destruction in Gaza. And report out saying new car prices are hitting record highs across the country. Kelly Blue Book says the... average American new car buyer is now paying over $50,000 for the vehicle.
Hey, tariffs work. Look at that.
Well, and the company says that tariffs, EVs, and luxury vehicles are what's driven those prices up.
Yeah, so if we raise the price of the thing, even if it's not on the entire market, if it's on some of the market, that's going to affect the price of the overall market. And yeah, so that's how that works. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. 728 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody says you should just leave it alone. It's not only making it worse. Hey, can we observe, you may not want to hear it this way if you've been plagued with the cicada-like noise of 6-7 in your house, okay, or your classroom, but at least it's not profanity. I mean, you know,
Well, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, I can see it that way.
Let's upside, people. Upside. 4-3-7-16-20 Oh, since we're in. You know what? No, I'm not. I'm not.
Come
no,
on, Andrew.
No.
Why?
Because.
Just do it. Just do it.
No, no. Discipline. Self-control. I'm going to wait.
So disappointed.
Oh, did you see the news that the Hope Florida Foundation scandal has now, is the grand jury, right? We talked about that they were seeking charges. And there's always around us, there's all this secrecy around this stuff, right? They don't tell you anything. It's a very odd process. But Alex Andrade has now testified in front of the grand jury.
Oh. Well, this is getting deep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what a grand jury is going to have testimony. And that's, you know, what grand juries do is they have people come and testify. And certainly he's a piece of this puzzle. And other people, everybody's being very cagey about this. But State Representative Alex Andrade testified about this. This was a report out of the Miami Times and the Miami Herald and the Tampa Bay Times. That's right. He was in the Leon County Courthouse around noon on the day they were reporting on. There was also Amy Ronshausen, I think is how you say her name, who is St. Petersburg-based anti-drug nonprofit, received the $5 million, one of the two $5 million disbursements. All of this ties in, of course, with James Uthmeyer, who is currently the Attorney General. And, you know, will there be charges? What will the charges be? Well, you know, we don't know because you got to wait for the grand jury. And they may decline They may go no true bill. That's always a possibility. Or we may have some pretty significant people in politics in Florida wind up being charged with things. So we'll see.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Two more bodies of hostages taken by Hamas returned to Israel, leaving 19 souls still unaccounted for, including two U.S. citizens. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, earlier on Fox and Friends.
No one will be left behind. We will find their loved ones.
Israel marks the official second anniversary of October 7th with two state ceremonies today in Jerusalem since this year the infamous day fell on a Jewish holiday. A Colorado Springs police dog severely injured during a violent encounter northeast of Colorado Springs. Dr. Abby Sticker.
Unfortunately, he is going to lose his left hind limb. They are removing it during surgery because of the extensive injury from that laceration.
Police say 37-year-old Anthony Bryant stabbed canine Rome at least three times. Police say they could not get Bryant to surrender during a domestic violence encounter. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 60. Please don't be. 65 degrees here in Pensacola right now. The Escambia Children's Trust has approved a $1.5 million initiative with Community Health of Northwest Florida to provide free eye exams and glasses to students in Escambia County Public Schools. Starting with kindergarten and first grade students, a mobile optometry clinic will visit schools offering services beginning in the summer or fall of this year. The program was approved through October of 2028. The Escambia Sheriff's Office searching for 33-year-old Terrence Lavelle Christopher Young, who's wanted for attempted homicide. This is after a shooting at the Forest Creek Apartments September 27th. Young faces multiple charges, including attempted homicide, firing a weapon in public, and a weapons offense for firing a missile into a dwelling. The incident involved Young and 44-year-old Reuben Foster, who exchanged gunfire. Foster was arrested the day after. Anybody with information on Young's whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers. Pensacola's mayor is praising the leadership of key airport staff members and locking down funding for that new terminal project.
What gets forgotten in this is the bond process is long and laborious. And what people may not have noticed that we mentioned is we got, for the first time in the history of our airport, we got A-plus ratings from all three bond agencies. That's never happened here. That's the quality of economic vitality and responsibility that we are taking, that we're seeing at the airport. And so, man, is there a better compliment to say that you've got a well-run, well-operated airport than three objective bodies that are there to judge the performance that you have given?
Mayor D.C. Reeves there. He said Airport Executive Director Matt Coughlin, retired Deputy Director Ken Eibold, and Director of Finance Laura Amentler were instrumental in getting that project to yesterday's groundbreaking. The new terminal will have 5 gates. It'll allow for more nonstop flights and larger planes. The airport also announcing passenger numbers for the latest fiscal year yesterday. They say more than 3.1 million people landed or boarded flights in Pensacola. The new terminal could be operational as soon as fall of 2027. Well, local residents can get some free food this weekend. The produce coming from local farms.
Farm Share, a nonprofit organization and food bank, will host a food distribution event in Pensacola this week. Farm Share collaborates with local farmers to recover and distribute fresh produce. The event is scheduled Saturday at the Brownsville Assembly of God on West DeSoto Street. Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Wild Greg's Saloon in downtown Pensacola has now reopened its doors to service members at NAS Pensacola. Bar owner Greg Urban reportedly met with NAS Pensacola Commander Captain Chandra Newman at a recent Armed Forces Disciplinary Control Board meeting, and they outlined new security protocols the bar's enacted, such as hiring off-duty police officers. He said that the ban on service members patronizing Wild Greg's had a big effect on sales and his staff, who rely on tips for pay. And that ban has now been lifted to allow service members back to the bar. It is 7:35, and unfortunately, it is 67 degrees now in Pensacola.
67 degrees.
Let's get our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Still rolling accident-free right now. But if you're on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29, expect about a 12 to 15-minute delay. Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10, you're going to experience about a 6 to 7-minute delay in that area. And
Say it right.
You forgot to do your hands. Okay. So Highway 29 southbound, just south of 10 Mile, headed toward 9 Mile. Going to see about a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. At least I'm learning to count. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today. Plenty of sunshine, high near 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a few more clouds moving in for the afternoon, high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Going into Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a small chance of rain, 20% overall, high near 82. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. I don't feel right about this, but it's 6-7 degrees in Pensacola right now. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Regulators in the U.S. have moved to block one of Hong Kong's largest telecommunications companies from accessing domestic networks, citing national security concerns. The FCC initiated proceedings to potentially bar HKT and its subsidiaries from interconnecting with American networks. Salesforce shares rose after the software vendor issued new financial targets for the next few years. The company said it now expects over $60 billion in 2030, which is above the nearly $58.4 billion consensus among analysts with LSEG. The guidance excludes impact from the $8 billion pending acquisition of data management company Informatica. At a meeting with analysts, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise issued disappointing guidance for its fiscal 2026. The company said adjusted earnings per share in fiscal 2026 will be $2.20 to $2.40, while analysts were hoping for $2.40 overall. Futures are moderately higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 17. That's Your Money Now.
Come on. Come on. Start.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. visit us at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I design your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
So, I don't know if you have seen it, but one of the stories that's been kind of making the rounds over the last couple of days is the friend necklace. Have you seen this, John?
No, with
this?
I haven't.
Well, I thought you liked technology.
I do, but
I don't know,
man. I don't know,
if
but
you,
this is kind of weird.
If you're not familiar, the friend necklace is an invention of a guy who came up with putting an AI companion on a medallion that you wear around your neck so that you're wearing your friend with you everywhere you go, and it listens to you and it pushes notifications to you based on news items that it learns you might be interested in. And apparently I have not tested this, and nor would I ever go anywhere near it without a flamethrower. It apparently will, theoretically, I guess, it will consult you and you can ask it questions and it will talk to you and it will keep you company. And it's sort of the 2025 version of the Tamagotchi. Or something. I don't think you have to keep it alive and nurture it, but the million-dollar ad campaign all over New York City subways that says things like, "Friend, your new roommate is waiting. Want to grab food or keep exploring?" it'll ask you. And, other sort of taglines about how it won't disappoint you. It'll always be there for you. What was the one that caught my attention particularly? Oh, someone who listens to, responds, and supports you. I'll binge the entire series with you, it says. And in one particular subway stop, there's like a thousand posters of this. Like, the whole subway stop has been covered in all the things. It's a white background with just black either imagery of the necklace and then some words. It's a very simple campaign. New Yorkers are not happy. They are fighting back, and they are defacing the posters. And they are writing things like, "Get a real friend, go outside, touch grass, don't be taken over by the AI." So vandalism is prevalent in the midst of this ad campaign for this $129 pendant created by a guy named Avi Schiffman, a 22-year-old who says that he has experience creating viral tech moments. And he says, people don't vandalize an irrelevant ad, right? So we are in the robot anti-war ad phase right now. It's here.
It started.
That's right. You've had this. We talked about the AI girlfriends people would have, and they're asking AI for advice in relationships and legal advice, which don't do that. Don't do that. A, it's bad, and B, it's discoverable. That means it could be used against you in a court of law. so it's not privileged communications. But, this is not brand new. I mean, going back at least as much as like trying to diagnose yourself on WebMD or, you know, asking Google to tell you things. And, you know, we're at the next phase of this, but you have massive presence of AI all around you. You know, lots of cities and municipalities and agencies are going with the AI assistant, and the pop-up asks you what you want to know. And you don't even rate getting somebody who speaks with an Indian accent anymore. You just get the, you know, you get the tech version, you know, and her English is better and she knows more. I mean, who can complain except that, God, it's the takeover of Skynet. So what do you think? 437-1620. Would you buy? I have completely varying information on the success of this company. One story I read said that they've only sold 2,000. Literally another story said that it's 200,000. How many people do you think are buying the $129 friend on your pendant necklace companion? Would guys wear that? Seems like a kind of a feminine accoutrement. But anyway, how many do you think people are buying this, John? You'd never even heard of it yet.
Well,
I mean, here I am doing ads for them, apparently.
I've heard of a version of it, but I didn't know that they'd put it on a necklace. There was another one that clipped on you that I knew about, but I didn't know about the whole necklace thing.
You think it comes with, you think there's going to be a, you figure, a version that's going to be like the Google Glass version that's going to come with a camera?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, that's coming. I mean, that's almost here.
And the camera can detect micro expressions on the face of somebody you're talking to and advise you, I think they're lying right now.
Oh, didn't think about that one.
Or perhaps as you're having a conversation with somebody, it's a negotiation, maybe the AI can, you know, produce some better quality expressions in your ear. Why don't you say this? You know, try saying that. You know, here's something you should bring up. If you say this, you know, she's responding well to this on a date.
Let's keep going.
You know, try this. Here's a good joke you can use. I mean, how creepy do you want to get? I mean, none of this is like, I'm just spitballing a little bit, but
no, you're not.
That's not far off.
No, not at all.
I mean, asking your AI friend, you know, what dinner plans you think make the most sense and having it suggest stuff that you like. I'll tell you, in texting, you know, the phone will suggest reactions. When people send you a text, it'll suggest reactions, and three or four of them typically. I would say 30-50% of the time, one of the things that I would have been inclined to react was the thing it suggested.
It's learning from
it's
you.
So disheartening. It's learning. So disconcerting. I am not happy about this learning at all. Stop saying it. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. What do you think about this, though? 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone is seeing some major delays. Also, Highway 29 southbound just south of 9 Mile, stretching all the way down to I-10, is seeing about a 12 to 15-minute delay. And Highway 90 southbound coming into Pensacola is about a 9 to 11-minute congestion delay right there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, whether you want one with great technology or one without it or one where you can at least turn it off, you know, my own preference. But either way, whatever you want, Frontier Motors has got it. They've got 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, sports cars, you know, Jeeps on the lot. And you can look at a variety of variants of things within the category you're looking for. Like, say you're shopping for a minivan. I mean, look at four or five minivans. And then also, you know, look at a sedan or look at a crossover, you know, or maybe a truck. But like, drive one thing maybe that's outside of your category, because you ask them, hey, is there something that's kind of close to this you think can, you know, people are liking a lot that I might enjoy? And you try it. Maybe you hate it. That's fine. I mean, what does it cost you? A 7-minute test drive? 6-7 minute test drive? Sorry. Anyway. But no, the point is you can try different things. And then if you like something, you can buy it. If you want it cheaper or with more miles, you want to send them looking for it, they go look for stuff for people all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So back to this idea of the friend AI companion necklace that I have to assume either current or future iterations of this will somehow connect with your earbud or your implant when it comes, and it will tell you what to think, what to say. It'll give you answers to questions because it'll read you the way other AIs read you. Look, what about AI monitoring of people who are maybe released on probation. You know, not an ankle monitor per se, but an AI monitor that detects increased heart rate, elevated sweat levels, agitation, speech patterns. What about somebody who gets a court sentence that says, we think what you really suffer from is loneliness, and we're going to send you home with a court-ordered AI companion to soothe your savage moods or to keep you from depression, or just a counseling suggestion. I mean, we know loneliness is prevalent. Isolation is prevalent. Go back to the Howard Putnam bowling alone stuff from the 80s, but the idea that people are not hanging around with other people as much, and maybe what they need is a good AI companion, you know, like the AI nurse that strokes your arm with its mechanical hands, but it still feels nice to you to have some kind of touch from somebody. And it, you see where this is going, right? And I'm just, these are just, this is starter stuff. I'm sure the people in the boardrooms designing the technology are way past all the things I'm imagining right now. 437-1620. Excited? John, would you buy one?
You know what? Just for experimentation purposes, for research.
That's what they all say. I just read it for the articles. Yeah.
Just research. Yeah, that way I could report to you better, you know.
Oh, fine. I'll try the sushi so I can write an article about it. Okay, fine. Whatever. Let's see. Somebody says, they texted in from Star Wars Clone Wars, resist clanker propaganda. Clankers are bad AI, right? My clanker is for when it's a clumsy AI, is they call them clankers. I think I have that right. You know, some 8-year-old can correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody else texted in, it's a modern day Furby.
You're right.
That's not inaccurate. All right, 437-1620. Let me know what you think. Somebody says it seems like nothing is true and original anymore. I honestly don't know what to believe sometimes. Yeah, it's fine. You know, it's all fine. It's going to plug us into the chair, and we're going to ride around, and, you know, Wall-E will clean up our trash, and, you know, the Ow My Balls TV show will entertain us, and it'll be brought to you by Carl's Jr., and it's all fine. You know, it's all fine. It's the total decay of Western civilization, but, you know, if the rapture doesn't come, we'll be all fine drinking our Brondo and getting our electrolytes.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PennAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at PennAir.org/auto-refi. That's PennAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between October 1st and December 31st, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENNAIR for complete details.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Blackley throws it up near sideline towards the end zone.
Yeah.
Four-man rush. Mendoza stepping up. He goes down.
House call. Touchdown, Florida State.
It's a late-night game this Saturday as the Florida State Seminoles travel to the West Coast to face the Stanford Cardinal on the Seminole Sports Network, presented by Wolfson Children's Hospital.
FSU versus Stanford with a pregame set at 7:30 on News Radio 92.3, your home for Florida State football.
Guy Benson, he
keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Real quick question here. How much time would you say you spend each week dealing with these TPS reports?
Better question, Bob, is how much time each week do you spend dealing with bibliographies and works cited pages on your college writing assignments? Because those are the TPS reports of academia, right? 7:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Somebody asked me back the question, would men wear the digital AI necklace companion, and sent me a picture of Jean-Luc Picard with his, you know,
Star Trek.
Yeah, with his press, the thing that you wear on your chest that has the iconography for Starfleet on it. You know, like, would you wear it? Of course. People will wear anything. It's amazing. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You didn't think the Starfleet little badge thing was a good fashion statement?
No, it's fine. It's fine. But they're reframing it as it doesn't have to be a necklace, you know. It can just be a pin-on.
Well, the government shutdown, Andrew, is now in day 16. To pass a funding bill in the Senate, the majority Republicans would need Democrats to vote with them. Democrats say they will not vote for a funding bill unless it includes tax breaks for Americans that buy insurance through Obamacare. Hamas says they've returned all of the dead hostages that they can to Israel. The ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas calls on them to turn over 28 deceased hostages within 72 hours. So far, they've only returned 9. And K-pop Demon Hunters apparently is coming back to movie theaters on Halloween for a sing-along. Netflix says the animated music, the popular animated music, will play in theaters for 3 days, starting on October 31st.
I think I may have this fact wrong, but I think this is now the all-time top streamed video in the history of streaming. This K-pop Demon Hunters movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a massive global phenomenon.
What happened to Baby Shark?
Yeah. You know. There you go. Now you know. David, thanks. I was in the car the other day. Actually, we were going to Tron Ares. And, you know, my wife had made the observation that this is probably going to be one of the most popular Halloween costumes this year, is the K-pop Demon Hunters. So, oh, and it's so, I think she was telling me, she read about it, that it's so popular that the problem is that the producers of Halloween costumes cannot make them fast enough in order to keep up with anticipated or real demand. And so it's going to be a lot of homemade versions of it. You know, people are going to, you know, making them their own. So, okay. I get older every day. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We had an accident that just happened at L and Fairfield, right there in front of the police station. The officers are on scene, blocking the right lane going east. So just to be aware of that. Thank you for the tip on that one. And I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. We're seeing your normal construction congestion delays in that area. But let's see here. 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze. You can see about a 9 to 11-minute delay in that area. John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home or doing both, picking up a rental property, maybe another rental property or a fix and flip or whatever, you know, I don't know, people buy and sell homes all the time for all kinds of reasons. You're starting a family, you're an empty nester, you want to move to the beach, you want to move to Milton, you want to move to Warrington. I don't know. Everybody's got different life interests. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with all of that. And they sell about four homes every single week. You know, 165 last year, divide by 52. That's how I do that math. So they're selling homes all the time. That means they know the market. They know what's normal. They know how to best stage, promote, open house, photograph, list, all that stuff. Even, you know, all the curb appeal, all of it. They really are, they have it kind of down to a science how to figure that stuff out. But also, they're just people. And, you know, Christina Leavenworth loves meeting people and talking with them about real estate. So if you're considering a transaction, give her a call, 786-3996, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. What else do we have going on? I don't want to end the hour on this note, but I'm going to mention it. James Calkins, former county commissioner in Santa Rosa County, has announced It's not a surprise to those of us who knew this was likely coming, but it is still kind of an amazing thing. After getting beat real bad in Santa Rosa County, and can I editorialize, and properly so, for re-election, he's now left the county and moved to Walton County, where he is again running for Walton County Commission, District 4, as the candidate of Trump, the change agent, the conservative reformer, the guy who will bring you irrelevant comments on unnecessary conversation, who will obstruct every piece of good governance that you could possibly imagine and accomplish the word. Nothing might be too strong. I was talking with somebody about this. I said, who's going to warn them? They don't know who Andrew McKay is in Walton County. Who's going to warn them? He said, I think people are saying things. I'm like, okay, but you know, rebrand, refashion, relaunch, pretend the past didn't even exist. It's not like there's a track record to look at. So, wow, just wow, you know? I'm gonna feel bad for anything else I say. I'll just leave it at that for now.
Listen on air at 92.3.